Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Welcome back. 17 Till, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, that's the Platters bringing us back from the Wayback Machine. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I encourage you to find Trends 2000, folks. This is a prophecy from our good friend Gerald Celente. It was a trends tracking book back in 98, but it's a prophecy today as I look back on it. I wish you could see my copy. Gerald is dog-eared, and their yellow post-it notes sticking out all over the place has been highlighted and red-marked and everything. I've worn it out, so I'm going to have to get another one.
Thank you.
So, Gerald Celente, ladies and gentlemen, the author of Trends 2000, Trend Tracking, and also he's the Trends Research is his company. And Gerald, I want to ask you about the middle class. A lot of people wringing their hands these days about what's happening to America's middle class. And so, what do you think? Will the American middle class be redefined, or will it be restored in the next 20 years? What do you think?
Well, it's hard to say it'll be restored, but it's declining by every standard. Our median household income is below 1999 levels. You're looking at the reports coming out of who's supporting the candidates in both the Republican and Democratic Party. It's very interesting. They show about 400 families. 400 people in the United States are worth $2.25 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
The gap between the rich and the poor is greater than it was during the Gilded Age.
What do you think has caused this?
Oh, I know what's caused it. As I look at the facts, and it's the antitrust laws that have been deregulated.
Mm-hmm.
So you had the Clayton Antitrust Act, the Sherman Antitrust Act, the Robinson-Patman Act.
How about the Glass-Steagall Act?
Act.
I was going to say Glass-Steagall. We got to throw Glass-Steagall in there because that brings the banks in.
Exactly. So a few own everything. You know, once upon a time when you and I were young guys, they used to have a thing called drugstores. And now mm-hmm. we have CVS and Rite Aid and Walgreens.
Mm-hmm. And the local company can't compete. One of the things that I've been saying for a long time, Gerald, as you know, you've seen some of my writings on this, is that the problem is corporate America, Wall Street, because of the oligarchy that they have between themselves and the Fed and Washington, they are actually able to pad their own nests without investing in the economy.
Exactly. They don't want to invest in the economy.
Because when they invested in the economy, they let contracts with small business owners, they bought stuff from Main Street, they sold stuff on Main Street. They had to go to Main Street to make their profits. Now they can do it by financial manipulation. That's what it's called. And pad their own nests, and Main Street's getting left behind for the first time in the history of America. What do you think?
Well, you're 100% right. Again, you know, you look at the facts. And as we said, you know, we could keep going up and down the list. There used to be hardware stores. Now there's Home Depot. And there used to be and Lowe's. There used to be stationery stores. Now there's Staples. And where they're even buying out Office Depot. And then you look at, you know, there used to be mom-and-pop stores. Now there's Walmart, Target, and Macy's. So what happened was they deregulated all of the – oh, how about the media? Six companies control 90% of the mm-hmm. airwaves thanks to the deregulation under Slick Willie Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
The Federal Communications Act.
The deregulation of the Telecom Act of 98 decimated local radio.
It absolutely decimated
local radio.
And newspapers, the whole thing. They're all bought up and owned
yep.
by a few.
Yep.
So what?
And all these things contributed one little piece at a time to the decline of the middle class.
Exactly, because you can't compete. So even when I was talking about the Gilded Age, even as that was going on, America was being built, and people had an opportunity to be an entrepreneur. Now they're stealing our future from us. It's in front of our eyes.
Well, you know, Gerald, go ahead.
Now with the Trans-Pacific Partnership by the con commander-in-chief, they're even robbing it more and putting more power into the hands of the multinationals that actually give the major corporations, multinationals, better rights over our sovereign rights. They dictate to us.
Here's another thing that I'm upset about, and I'm very concerned about. In the past, when there were excesses, when somebody, when we had recessions or crashes or financial disasters or whatever, prior to that, everybody got to play. So when there was a crash, we all went up and we all went down. Now, only some of us are going up. But when that next crash comes, it'll crash down around Main Street, which has not been able to go up with, has not been able to rise with Main, with Wall Street.
It's and what you said.
In my opinion, for the first time, this is going to be the most unfair. This next correction is going to be the most unfair of all we've ever had.
It's what you said. It's that there is, you know, it's an oligarchy, and it's not. By the way, it's not as though corporations are running the country. The corporations are the country. You just saw that low life of a man who called himself an attorney general, Eric Holder.
Oh yeah, what a joke!
What a disgrace!
Yeah.
What a disgrace!
I agree
with
that.
One major head on Wall Street rolled, but boy, they'll break our chops.
He actually said some of the people were too big to jail.
That's right.
He actually said that, folks. He actually said, if we arrested some of these people, it would cause a panic.
That's right.
They got by because of that.
Anyway, what I'm saying is, now he's back with the big law firm that protects Wall Street.
Gerald,
so
what we've got to do...
It's not a revolving door.
Mm-hmm.
It's it. There is no revolving... They are running the show.
There's no opening, right. Well, I'll tell you, the only way we're going to get what people call middle-class America back is middle-class America is going to have to take America back. Can that happen? Can America be taken back by the people?
Well, it goes back to we could talk about it after the break.
Hold on to that thought. Yeah, I want to ask about that. I also want to ask Gerald about what I'm calling the religion of climate change. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.